there's 39 conditions recognized by the state of Illinois, and physicians, they don't prescribe it. Your typical prescription is from your doctor. They write out a drug, and they give a dosage, and you go to your pharmacy, and you get it filled. What physicians are doing, they're doing a certification. They're certifying that they have a patient relationship, and they are certifying that this patient has one of the conditions recognized by the state. There's 39 conditions. They range from cancer to MS, ALS, which are neurological conditions. They also recognize Crohn's disease, which affects the bowels. They also help with spinal conditions, AIDS, HIV. So a lot of neurological diseases, because cannabis is a neurological protectant. And it can coat your nerves and help calm them down. Cannabis, it affects your brain on a cellular level, and it makes your body come back to a homeostasis point. So you're not out of balance. If you're out of balance, you're going to get sick. There's a theory out there that since we haven't had cannabis in our lives, and it hasn't been affecting our natural endocannabinoid system, that we can supplement with cannabis and help fight these conditions that are happening at a high rate of speed to our population.
There's also, the idea, of course, out there that marijuana does bad things for the brain, right? What does the research say, though? What's the most up-to-date, science telling us?
Just like everything, every other prescription, if you overdo it or overdose, you're going to have effects. The latest research shows that we can come to an optimal dosing level. What that is different for every person. So it's a lot of trial and error, which if you say that in the medical community today, they will run away from that. They want to know that we can prescribe 3 milligrams of cannabis a day every 4 hours. But it doesn't work that way, because each person's level of cannabinoids that is natural, really released in their body, is different. We try to educate our patients and ask them to create a journal. So how they feel before they consume, and how they feel during their consumption, and how they feel afterwards. And we have different strains available, and we can help tailor that to the patient. They can come into our dispensary, and we can really kind of tailor-made their medicine for them. And it takes a couple weeks, but now we're seeing patients that come in and say, this is what works for me, and I've been able to get off my pharmaceutical drugs, which is a major goal for most of our patients, because they don't like the side effects from the pharmaceutical drugs.
And so tell us what people will be or would be seeing when they actually walk into the brick and mortar locations.
Mm-hmm. It's we've tailored our HCI alternative dispensaries to be a high end spa like doctor feel to it. So they're going to approach our waiting room area, and there's TVs and refreshments available there. It's a nice, comfortable couches to sit and wait. And once we get them checked in and make sure that they are legal with the state, we will invite them through our security doors into our dispensary area. And it's kind of funny, because patients are like, oh, what's behind the closed doors? Everybody wants to know what's behind the closed doors. Well, it looks a lot like our waiting room, but we have cabinets available. And the product, the cannabis, is packaged from the cultivation centers. So our patient care technicians that we have trained on cannabis, and they've gone through a CellSmart program, which is a program that we're the only ones in the state doing. And we educate our patient care technicians on different cannabis strains so that they can talk to our patients and to kind of tailor-made their medicine for them. But our dispensary floor, we have cabinets, and we have all the different strains in the cabinets. We also have patient care bays that we can sit down with our patients and talk to them in a private manner, so they can talk to us about their conditions and what kind of symptoms they're having in a private way. And then we go through and we kind of showcase different. They call them drums, and they're like pill bottles, but you can't see the product. You can't, well, you can kind of smell it, but not really. But they do have the cannabinoid level on a label on those packages, and we can talk to them about the percentage of THC, percentage of CBD, which is a lesser known cannabinoid in the industry that we are finding is more of a medicinal effect than THC. Our strains vary different percentages of THC and CBD.
So what have the numbers been like as far as patients coming in?
Our numbers are still increasing in each dispensary. We have about 275 patients in Collinsville, and we have about 75 in Springfield, which is a 300% increase from when we started. So each week we keep adding more and more patients, and we're very optimistic that our patient numbers are going to keep growing.
And do you run into any issues? You explained how doctors aren't necessarily writing a prescription. It's more of a certification process. But are any doctors that you've heard of hesitant to even do the certification?
Well, sure. With anything that happens in the medical field, it's slow growth. They're very slow to change because they don't want to do harm to their patients. It's my job to educate the physicians on how cannabis will affect their patients.
The pilot program has how much longer, and explain how that works.
Pilot program through the state of Illinois is end date is January 2018. So we have about a year and, you know, almost 2 years left to show to the state that we are a responsible dispensary, that we're doing no harm to our patients, that we're not creating diversion where we're going to flood the black market with cannabis. I think with that, and if they see an economical value with it, they'll continue the pilot program, whether that is a full law and put it into effect or just continue with the pilot program. It's totally up to the state, but I think the way that the state has made the regulations in this industry and how they're seeing the dispensaries follow their regulations and seeing the patient's response to it, I really have no doubt that it'll continue with the program.
So for you all, what's the best case scenario, say 5 years down the line in Illinois?
5 years down the line, I think our best case scenario is that the pilot program is continued, and that physicians are less hesitant to write certifications, and we continue to help our patients in a medicinal value, and that they show a state return so that we're helping the state, too, and a new industry in Illinois.
And obviously it was the former governor, Pat Quinn, who put the pilot program into effect or okayed it, and there's been a change in administration, obviously. Are you, are lobbyists for medical marijuana, are you aware of any change in the environment when it comes to maybe legislation that would, you know, even further this to where it does become, Illinois would become a state where even recreational marijuana was something that was legal?
I think recreational marijuana is still probably maybe 10 years out from happening in Illinois, and a lot can happen in 10 years. A lot can happen in 6 months. So we are, I don't want to say we're powerless to state government, but we are a regulatory industry that we have to follow the rules put in by legislation. And I don't even put in too much thought into what the state is doing and if it's going to go recreational or if they're going to add conditions. I deal with the rules that are given to us, and we have to play by the rules.